Welcome to this week's Dirt Shed Show with Blake Sampson.
And Martin Ashton.
Bingers.
Dingers.
How's it going?
It's so good.
Yes.
Yep, so good.
Packed show today.
Yes,
we're going to be talking about price wars. Mm-hmm. Come on. But first, did you know it's our 10th anniversary this week? GMBN's 10th anniversary.
A whole decade
Amazing.
Of fun, racing, adventures, building stuff and making friends.
Amazing, isn't it?
So good.
10 years.
Where's your favourite one?
I've had some good trips. Whistler trips are brilliant.
Yep.
Raced Fox Air DH on my bucket bike there.
Yeah.
And we did it on the tandem.
I'm never going to forget the tandem. Never going to forget
you
that.
You can't.
Oh, no. I went to Patagonia. I've been to Australia. Travelled the world. All four corners, you would say. This round.
Yeah.
For some of
Which
you.
Is always confusing.
It's very confusing.
Some great stuff, great memories. Right, let's get on with the show.
Yeah.
Okay, right, Bingers, I think there is a price war coming in mountain biking, right? This year could be one where big brands battle for our attention with continual and sustained price cuts.
So the battle of these must be won. And we've seen the closure of GT bikes closing down, but that, you know, there's other big brands out there that are established.
You know, battling for our money. Yeah, it's a tough market. And although that means we see brands at risk, it does offer us some buying opportunities that could be good. Just recently, we saw Ibis release the new Oso at a dramatically reduced price. Now, I know this is an e-bike, but bear with me as I explain why this e-bike could be good for us acoustic bike riders. You see, Ibis have ripped 5K off the price of the Oso. That's a lot of money off. And now it sits at just under $6,000 price tag, which is pretty good. Yes,
most really people think, you know, there's all inflated prices back then. Like you have, so the old Gen 4 motor in there, you've got GX Access on it and all that. You've got the Bosch Performance Line CX motor, Fox 38s.
There's a lot going on. Now, before you mistake this for EMBN, right, we're talking a lot about e-bikes, my focus here is how this bike has had to cut dramatically to be competitively priced compared to its e-bike rivals. As mentioned by Blake there, the Oso is specced with GX Axis wireless componentry. Now, when I compare it to similarly specced acoustic bikes, it makes me wonder how these motorless bikes are going to justify their list prices with this kind of competition coming from the e-bike world.
Oh, I know, but you're talking about Santa Cruz Mega Tower GX Access or the Santa Cruz Nomad GX Access. The list is endless when it comes to this, and these are just under $7,000, which is pretty nuts.
Great bikes. The Specialized Enduro is going to cost you even more, although you'd get SRAM XO Eagle on that, to be fair, or an even starker comparison, and check this out, it's crazy. It's the hardest thing to get my head around. Ibis's own HD6, an acoustic bike, enduro bike, comes in at $7,499 with the GX Axis build.
Dumps.
Yes.
That's like...
Yes.
It's...
Yeah. These bikes can be found massively reduced online, of course, mostly because they're already battling against 2024 versions of themselves. Mm-hmm. Overstocked bikes that are littered all over the market and bike shop showrooms. So the competition was already there. Mm-hmm. However, now we have this pressure coming in from e-bike side of things too. That means we could see pressure really ramp over the next few months with even more aggressive pricing coming in from these big brands. They're getting it from all sides, whether that's from direct sales brands, competition from e-bikes, or 2024 stock. This is all going to lead to a tough battle for sales.
And guess who will be giving them a hard time for sales? Nukeproof is back.
Oh, you're excited.
I'm well excited. Hopefully, the Nukeproof Scout hardtail is coming back.
Yes, your favourite.
One of my favourite bikes.
You are a mega fan. The Belgian Cycling Factory, one of Europe's leading bike manufacturers. This is great news because the Fraser Group, who acquired Nukeproof from Wiggle in 2024, was seemingly let it lie dormant, a bit like GT's owners who were doing that with that brand. But but BCF, as I know them, has nabbed this awesome brand and they're making great noises of a full comeback from Nuke Proof. Mm-hmm. Get excited, bingers. BCF CEO and owner Joachim Ert said, Nuke Proof is a brand with an incredible history, a fiercely loyal fan base, and a reputation for building some of the most exciting mountain bikes in the world. Mm-hmm. We're committed to preserving that legacy, investing in innovation, and ensuring that both existing and new riders continue to get the best. To maintain this continuity, key members of the previous team have already joined us, bringing their expertise and deep understanding of Nuke Proof's DNA.
So we can look forward to seeing them return. And it's great to hear they're bringing back key members of the whole old team.
That is great, isn't it? Because that's important, because that brand was very much about a very core group of people. I guess lastly, we should probably note that these bikes we've discussed today in a conversation about cheaper prices are in no way cheap bikes. Spending $6,000 on a bike is making a serious commitment to a sport by any measure. The price cuts we see are obviously more notable on those higher end bikes, though. But there are great deals out there on cheaper bikes too. The industry is fighting for every player they can get. So make sure you're looking for good deals on whatever bike you're considering. You've got to look for those like 2024 stock, even 2023 stock.
Yeah, 2023.
Yeah, those bikes are still out there in the showrooms, and the shops need to get them out the door because they need the space for their 2025 inventory.
Or 2026.
Or 2026, which is coming soon, so it's not going to get any easier. And we know they also have that ton of cheaper e-bikes added to the mix as well, too. So happy hunting, everybody. Okay, it's time for the news with Tom.
What's up, everyone? Plenty to talk about in the world of mountain biking since last week. The Whoop UCI Mountain Bike World Series kicks off in just over a month, and the 40 teams that have World Series status have been released. 20 teams for endurance, 20 teams for gravity are on your screens now. My understanding of it is that any athletes from teams outside of those will have to rely on wildcard entry, unless you're a world champion, something like that. Keeping things on racing for a bit, the Scottish Enduro Series will be making a comeback in 2025. WBD Sports will support the series through the donation of race equipment and the marketing assets, but won't be directly involved in the race series. And last on racing, Red Bull Valparaiso Serra Abajo happened in Chile. 16 riders in finals this time round. Ever the specialist, it's another urban downhill race win for Thomas Slavik. Felipe Agurto came so close, just 0.2 seconds back. Lucas Borba finished third, 0.7 seconds back. Fastest qualifier Juan Fervélez was 1.8 seconds up on Slavik at split two, but wasn't able to hold it to the finish line, crashing on some dusty corners. New releases now, a bike I've actually had the chance to ride before its release. The Nikolai G1 GPI is here. For those gearbox enthusiasts out there, there's the 600% range pinion smart shift box on this thing, with a Gates carbon belt drive taking care of the pedaling. The weight down low and off of that rear wheel makes riding this thing a pretty unique experience. There's a Geometron version for the UK, lots of sizing options thanks to the frame's mutator chips too. The frame and an EXT Storia shock will set you back £5,099, but bear in mind that is in fact most of your drivetrain included too. There's a complete build available, EXT suspension, once again for £9,100. Liat, the clothing and protection company, have released a set of grips. The Reflex 6.0 grips feature a gel-infused core using the same non-Newtonian gel from some of their body armor, which should work to reduce vibrations from the bar making its way into your hands. There are four colors, single lock-on, closed end, and 106 grams per pair for $29.99 USD or $25.99 GBP. Nuke Proof bikes have been very quiet since they were purchased by Fraser's Group when Wiggle Chain Reaction went into bankruptcy. They've been purchased now by Belgian Cycling Factory, who also own Ridley and Merckx bikes, and reportedly have been reaching out to try and get hold of some of their old staff who made the brand what it was. Tiny bit of sponsorship news now as well. Jake 100, the wheelie specialist from London, will be on Marin Bikes. And Tyler McCall has partnered with Hunt Wheels and Ari Bikes, working with Hunt's engineering and development team in order to develop the wheels on offer as well. Right, that's all for me this week. On with the show.
That's a bug Hacks and Bunches! Hacks and Bunches! Hacks!
Blake was determined to sing.
Yeah, I was.
He was determined to sing today.
Yeah.
And we are into Hacks and Bodges.
Yeah, we are.
And we're starting out with this one from Ben Gooley, right up Blake Street.
Look at that, the Royal Enfield Interceptor. Damn!
I tell you what, right, if there was ever a slam dunk on Hacks and Bodges,
that's
for
it.
Who's getting the GMBN race top this week?
We're only going to put one in.
It's Ben Gooley. We've got others.
No, we have, yeah.
We should at least look at them. But Ben,
this
great
is
an
incredible idea. My brother and I did this while back, like I would say 10 years ago.
Yeah, he said it's made from some of Australia's finest hardwoods.
Mine was made out of steel.
No.
And we went all the way down to Barcelona through the Pyrenees. Beautiful. That is absolutely lovely. Love the motorbike.
Yeah, it's fantastic.
Love it.
It's fantastic. Next up, got a screw loose here.
Mark, we got Mark Appleyard with this.
Ah, I see what he's done.
I can't see it.
Basically, look, his shifter, he's lost the shifter screw on his shifter, and he's used that as a...
cleat bolt.
I bet it is. It's a cleat bolt, yeah, from his SPDs.
What?
And he's put that in because that's a very narrow countersunk bolt, so it's managed to get in that tiny gap between his brake lever and the shifter.
Did he do that on the trail or was that
on the trail? On the trail.
How the hell is he going to... Like, if he clips in, right?
Yeah.
With one bolt in his cleat.
Oh, he can't ride. Oh, no, he can't ride home.
No.
Well done. Right, now some torque wrench action from Jan Henriot.
Yeah, talk about
what's
hack.
What's going on here?
Oh. You see the magnets.
Magnets.
Right, she's got a 2.5 little socket thing there.
Yeah.
He couldn't, there's no space for
it. Oh, it's just to hold it.
And he's just put it in there so he can close the box still and it's
well
always
done,
there.
Jan. Yeah, clever.
Very clever.
Because he can't get it. There's no space for that
There's no
size.
Space for that little
very,
guy.
Very, very good. It's good.
Very good.
But we know who's won this.
This guy.
Ben,
you
have won it. Well done, Mr. Gooley. You've got yourself a GMBN race top.
Oh.
Give us an email and we'll get that right out to you. That's fantastic.
Look at that, the bike. Love the bike.
Right, I've got an announcement to make on Trail Dogs. Dogs at gmbn.com, the famous email that we've been using, right? You don't need to send me any more dogs, okay? We've had enough dogs. We have chosen dogs to be in our trail dog video, okay? Please stop sending me dogs.
You get like dog
nightmares. I know I asked for them, and I've looked at so many dogs. There's a lot of you with dogs. That's all I'm saying. Just to prove that, we've got this a lovely shot here of Lily. I think this is Lily.
It's yes. Donald.
This is Lily in Washington State.
Oh.
Beautiful Lily.
My sister lives in Washington State.
Yeah, it's a great spot.
Great spot.
Well, thanks for sending that in. And lastly, we have got, this is...
Look at this!
Blue and Red. No, sorry, it's Ozzy and Freddie.
Where's Blue and Red come from?
Yeah, no, they are Blue and Red. It's Ozzy and Freddie. That's fantastic.
Fat bike.
And it's Ozzy as in Osborne and Freddie as in Mercury.
Oh, fantastic. Big fans of them.
Great trail dogs. Thank you. Bless you for sending in all your trail dogs. I've loved looking at them, but you can keep sending them. But don't send them with the thought that you're going to get in the trail dog video. I'm happy to keep looking at them.
You've announced
that. But yeah, okay. There we are. So thank you very much. Right, let's take a look at some things we've enjoyed this week.
Things we like this week. There's a lot of things we like this week, especially this dude riding down this really skinny thing.
Sketchy, isn't it?
Oh, what, Martin, ridiculous.
The really sketchy bit is this 180 at the bottom. That.
Onto that bin thing.
Yeah, this is Mario Narota. He's known as Inspired by Bicycles, which is a clever play on the words Inspired by Bikes.
Or Mario from Mario the Plumber. Blink. It's kind of what he'd done.
Yeah, he didn't get that often. It's a great line. The video itself is amazing. Mm-hmm. There's more to it than that. So I suggest you go and hook up on his Instagram and take a look, because that entire video is...
nuts.
Pretty full on. Mm-hmm. Pretty full on. He's a brave boy. Very brave boy. Tell you something else I like, talking about brave boys. I'm a bit late to this, but this is Adrian Laron's hardtail video, right? But I just love this particular line.
Where he disappears.
Look, man, he just...
What? Down through the bridge.
On a hardtail?
Nah.
Oh, man, I could watch that all day long. That is insane.
Is that all filmed in Barcelona?
I think so, yeah. I think so. It's a great video. The video is called Salsa Brava. It's awesome. But that hardtail section is pretty nuts.
Pretty
but
nuts.
I could watch that little drop through that gap.
Yeah,
right,
no.
Great, what a shot.
No, how blind is it dropping through a big chasm?
So good, so good. Right, I've got a story to tell you about this next bit, because this is a little bit of a hack I found online. But
okay.
I've been trying to bleed my front brake on my Bowhead RX this week.
But you've got like split link goes
I've
to
got
two brakes.
Two calipers on one brake lever.
Yeah.
Oh my God. Mineral oil everywhere. I just couldn't get it to work. No matter how much I bled it, it was pulling in air from somewhere. So it was just air. Oh, it was a nightmare.
Furfling.
But online, I saw this thing. Yeah. Look at this, this little hack from Outside Brendan. Always got clever ideas.
Yes.
Look, he's used one of those muscle pummelers.
Pummelers, yeah.
Made a little 3D printed little cable holder and it just knocks all the air out.
Now that should have been a Hacks and Bodges.
Still
wouldn't,
good?
Still wouldn't be in the motorbike.
It's pretty good.
That's flipping good, that is.
Some great stuff we like this. Oh, and we should definitely mention something else I like this week. We've got new tees in the Jim Beam store.
Snake Run.
Are dropping in line.
Yeah, well, it's dropping in line, but it's like a snake. Yeah, dropping into the snake. Yeah, we love it.
Love it. Apparently, Blake's already got one.
I've got one already.
Yeah.
Matt, fresh off the press.
No.
It's still warm. You know when it comes off the press? Have you ever had that? It comes off the press, it's still hot. It's like it's been ironed or left on the radiator and it's on you.
Right, now, caption for this week. Here's a photo, so this is a challenge for you. In the comments down below, give us a caption for this photo. Thank you very much. Give us a photo, caption for that, and we will see if you can win yourself a GMBN stunt mug next week. Yeah, good luck with a fantastic caption. It's time for the bike vault.
The bike vault.
Let's do it. First, we've got a Balls Sonic.
God, this is Wim Bleder. Bleder's balls. Look at that. Not his balls. Balls bike. Look at the mud guards, right?
That's a big mud guard, dude.
No, but the thing is, I've seen a lot of people riding around Forrester Dean with these big ass mud guards, and they come off the trail clean.
Mate, it must work then.
No, I'm going to say super nice for that, Martin.
No.
Come on. Yeah, I'm saying super nice.
Oh, that
Matt's to his disgust. His disgust.
Right, we've got Trek Marlin now.
We've got Trek Marlin. This one is Claire Chang.
Claire, well done. Nice bike.
Look at that mud guard.
That's better.
How's that mud guard's not going to work?
And I tell you what I really like about Claire's shot is like the mountains in the background, the forested mountains in the background. Mm. I've got like a blue tinge that match the bikes. Very nice.
But that mud guard's not going to do jack.
Super nice.
Okay.
Super nice.
Right.
Next up, we have got... Oh, it's a Kotick.
It's a Kotick. We got... This one is Snapped Bones. I hope not.
Oh, I hope not.
Snapped Bones.
Bold colours. The colours of the Joker there.
Yeah, it is. Yeah. That's nice. Nice. Look at this water bottle. It's like see-through.
It's just nice.
It's nice.
Just nice.
Yeah.
No more than that.
No more for
Snapped
Bones.
Why?
It's up to you.
It's nice. Next up, Orange
ST4. Oh,
old school.
Justin Smith just doing the perfect photo.
It's very good.
Hey,
it's very good.
I would say the depth of field on the beast. Now, this is a Cody Brennan.
Yeah.
Cody Brennan. And that... I say that's a super nice.
Do you know what? The bike looks like a toy. It looks like miniature.
It's so light. Yeah.
It's got so much depth of field.
Super nice photo.
Super nice.
Super nice.
Well done. Love the orange. Next up, we have got a propane Tyee.
Tyee. Oh, look at that.
That
beautiful location.
Bingers.
Did you say that's a Tyee?
I don't think that is a Tyee. I think that's a Spindrift.
I think that's a Spindrift.
Who's this from?
This is from...
Frank. It hasn't got any mounts on the underside of the top tube.
Yeah, the tool mount, like accessory bolts.
Frank, it's a propane and it's super nice.
Yeah, it's true, yeah.
But we think it's a Spindrift.
I think it's a Spindrift, yeah.
Next up, lifelong over 50 mountain biker, full send.
From Matthew Tamasco.
Yes.
Look at the snow!
The snow looks lovely, doesn't it?
Snow!
Super nice.
It is super nice. The blue blends in with the snow. It's absolutely splendid.
Lastly, we've got a polygon Siskiyou.
Chris Charlie.
Well done, Chris.
CC. I'll CC you in on a nice, super nice.
Polygon Siskiyou T8.
Siskiyou.
Brace bars.
Bloody super nice.
Super nice. And we're out of the bike vault.
Hey! There's a Spindrift. Yeah. And it looks like the Spindrift.
It was a spin. I'm sure it was a Spindrift. Sorry, you need to look at your bike twice. Great show today.
Brilliant.
Let us know if you're spotting any price wars happening in your world of mountain bikes. I hope you are. That would be good for all of us.
Yeah.
Not necessarily great for the brands, but fingers crossed. Everyone's holding out. Thanks for watching. We'll see you next week. Get involved in the comments. Goodbye.
See ya. Cup of tea?
Yes.